Our website is just oldschooldevelopment.com, and we have a Facebook page, too, so you can turn to both of those to get specific information. But we have our third annual bunny hop and Easter egg hunt coming up March 23rd. Starts at 9 a.m. You can go to www.runsignup.com to sign up for that. And then we have our fourth annual, believe it or not, it's been that long, car show. And we've extended that into a school's out party, and it's going to be May 25th. And we have added rat rods to our cars, trucks, and motorcycle options. And we're going to have a craft fair and a flea market and a bouncy house and grill hamburgers and hot dogs and have homemade ice cream, make it into a real community event.
Absolutely. Leanne, when it comes to the support that you've seen, I'm obviously you've got a lot of support getting to this point, although the process, obviously, people don't realize how slow these processes can go when you're going from concept to design and now to construction. But do you find that a number of people still don't really realize, A, the project's out there in front of the community, and B, exactly what you have planned?
Yes, we are finding that. As we're talking about events, they'll say, oh, I didn't realize. One of the things that has been a surprise to me, I was a college professor. I wasn't a 501c3 president, so I'm learning a lot, too, is just how expensive it is just to get insurance for these events, to be sure we have good liability, just how expensive utilities are, just how expensive the upgrades that we're working on. Like, we're talking about estimates around $90,000 just for the electrical upgrades we need to get the heat and air into the building that we need. So I don't think most people really realize how fiscally responsible we are having to be to just keep maintaining and building on what we've got.
Understood. Well, you mentioned here about the website. Remind folks what the website is. Remind folks about the upcoming fundraisers and activities that you've got coming up here so that the community can get more information about what you do and have a good time with the process.
Yes, it's oldschooldevelopment.com. We also have a Facebook page, and we try to keep both of those very updated. I want to also mention that we have pickleball that goes on every Tuesday, Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30. We're having regular pitch parties where everyone's loving those. The next one's March 15th. And donations can be made through the Emporia Community Foundation or Citizen State Bank in Cottonwood, or we have the option online that you can make donations. And those are going to a really good cause, to an all-volunteer board. We have no paid employees. Everything that's going on is being done by volunteers. So any funding is greatly appreciated for our future goals.
Outstanding. Well, Leanne, we'll definitely have to bring you. Can't believe it's only about 3 weeks out here from the bunny hops. So we'll have to bring you back in here in a couple of weeks to talk about that in more detail. But best of luck with everything that you've got going on through the Old School Development District.
Thank you so much.
Leanne, thanks. Have a great day.
Bye.
Newsmaker 2, Mainstay Suites, our sponsor here today. It is 8:41, sunshine and 55 degrees, and who is with us tomorrow?
Well, on the Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow, we'll have Everett Weems joining us as we talk about fundraising for the First Church of the Nazarenes Live Nativity. There's a big activity coming up here shortly. Thursday, Newsmaker 2, it features Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt talking about cashless tolling, which has gotten a lot of attention the last couple of years with good reason, plus construction, KTAG matters. Friday, we'll be chatting with Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell, reminding folks about the county's burn permit policy. Obviously, it's grass fire season, even though you can't burn today.
Yes, indeed it is. Extreme fire danger day today. That's the way the National Weather Service has put it.
That's all you need to know,
extreme
really.
Extreme fire danger, red flag warning out for today. 8:41, sunshine, 54 degrees. Good morning.
Let's get crafting with the Emporia Recreation Center. Courtney Steffes, owner of Handcrafted by Court and Court's Place, will be hosting fun craft classes this spring. Our next class is Wednesday, March 6th at 6 p.m. Our craft will be a pocket wreath.